Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Malcolm Holine, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, with me. And we're very pleased to welcome Washington Institute's Rob Satloff to help us sort through the politics of the moment of the war fighting between Israel and Iran. Rob, a very good evening to you. The headline in the Wall Street Journal, Israel-Iran trade fire as U.S. weighs options. Subhead. Israeli hospital damaged by Iranian missile attack. Weighs options. As I understand it these last days, there are factions emerging in both parties. Nobody's obeying the old rules. They're going for the new rules. What is the weighing look like from your point of view, Rob? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening to you. It's very good to be with you again, John and Malcolm. First, before I answer your question, you mentioned just in passing the notion that Iran hit Soroka Hospital in Be'er Sheva in Israel. Let's not let that pass too swiftly. This is a direct attack on a civilian hospital. This is not by mistake. This is not an error. This is not because they fear that Israel has military operations underneath the hospital, like what happens regrettably in Gaza. They are attacking civilian targets. This is a horrendous war crime. And I'm just waiting for Amnesty International and all those other organizations to call out the Iranians for this sort of terrible deed. I didn't want that to pass.
Rob, and thankful, let's do geography here, because you and I know that Be'er Sheva is well down the peninsula towards Gaza. So in order to hit that hospital, they had to fire over Jerusalem, over Tel Aviv, over all the outdoor suburbs, heading for Gaza, and then bring it down in Be'er Sheva.
Yeah, it's not far from Gaza, but you had to actually target a totally civilian area in order to hit Soroka Hospital. So let's understand what's going on here.
All right, back to the U.S. Yes. Way away, Rob. What is the way?
So the basic question is, Will Donald Trump authorize U.S. Central Command to complete the core mission in Iran, which is the destruction of the Fordo nuclear enrichment facility, which is buried deep within a mountain, and that the most effective way for to achieve its destruction is with special U.S. munitions, these extreme bunker busters that can get that deep underground. Now, or alternatively, two alternatives. One, let Israel do what Israel was planning to do, because surely Israel began its campaign with its own plans to how to address this target. Perhaps not as efficiently or comprehensively as what the U.S. could do, but I'm sure they did not launch this campaign without their own plans for how to do this. Or the third option, use the threat of massive external involvement to coerce Iran into giving up. Surrendering. This is what the president referred to a couple of days ago with his famous two-word tweet, unconditional surrender. So this is really what in broad strokes, what at the highest level it seems to be under consideration, these three broad options.
Malcolm? The talk about needing 24 hours, 48 hours, the belief on the part of some that Israel's continued operations will bring them to the table. There's been talk, reports of the foreign minister Agrahi wanting to come to the White House or meeting with Witkoff, the special envoy, in the coming days. Right. Where do you see the level of discussion today and the timetable for when an ultimate decision has to be reached?
All right. So look, as I said, three broad options: America acts, diplomacy, Israel acts. Now they do relate with each other. They're not totally independent. So Israeli action will have an impact on diplomacy. The Israelis are going ahead with what they're doing. And that will have an impact on whether the Iranians decide, you know, perhaps to take a diplomatic route. Now, I know there have been reports about the president perhaps authorizing J.D. Vance, the vice president, and Steve Witkoff, his special Middle East envoy, to meet with Iran. One assumes the idea here is to meet with Iran to accept Iran's unconditional surrender, which is what the president has laid out as America's position. That may not be what Iran has in mind. And there may need to be a lot more visible display of American intent in order to achieve the unconditional surrender the president has sought. Some of this may happen within a few days. I just saw one headline, John, which said that the president may give up to 2 weeks for diplomacy. I don't know if that's accurate. It's impossible to know at the moment how much of this is smoke, how much of this are trial balloons, how much of this is meant to influence the thinking of one or the other actors. One assumes that unconditional surrender without the use of further American action, of offensive American action, is what the president's preference is. But it's impossible to know.
Rob, does the president need the War Powers Act? Does he need Congress to weigh in on this?
Well, this is a point of some dispute at the moment. There are some who argue on both far ends of the spectrum, and actually some in the middle, who say that the president would be wise to gain congressional authorization. There are some who say it's required. I'm not a legal scholar. My view is I focus on to me, what's most important is what the objective is and what would be the most effective way to achieve the objective. My preference, for what it's worth, John, my preference is that if Israel can achieve the objective without U.S. offensive participation, I would prefer to see that. I think it is eminently reasonable for the United States to contribute as it is doing now in the defense of Israel. But I like the 77-year principle that has always governed these situations, in which the United States provides Israel with the means, materiel, and weapons for it to do the fighting. I think that's a great a division of labor. We're at a moment where people are considering, the White House is considering, changing that principle. I think we need to see whether or not Israel can achieve its objectives without American offensive direct participation, and only then have the White House make the decision whether we need to change our approach.
Malcolm,
from your readings in Washington, do you get a sense that people appreciate why America has a stake in this, why America is the major target of the Iranians and the great danger, devil, and we're the minor devil?
So I don't think that most people appreciate first, they don't appreciate that the Iran nuclear program is a strategic threat to the United States.
30 seconds,
and
Rob.
Secondly,
30 seconds.
And they don't appreciate that we are the great Satan and Israel is the lesser Satan. I don't think that is the commonly held view. I regret that. It is just a sad state of our political debate that it's not the widely held view.
Rob Satloff in Washington with the Washington Institute, Malcolm Hohenlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations in New York. We've addressed the U.S. and watching the conflict in the Middle East. When we come back, the region and the globe.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.